change. Hey, you see what I see?
What do you see?
Come there. See him?
Yeah, we see him. What about it?
Don't you know who that is?
Nah, do you?
Sure.
Who is he then, if you're so smart?
That gang is Elisha, the prophet.
Well, what do you know, Elisha?
Hey, gang, what'll we do with him?
Give him the usual treatment.
Yeah, I'll take care of him. Just watch me.
Yeah, let's see.
Hey, Elisha the prophet. Hey, Baldy Elisha himself. Hey, when you going up to heaven like your buddy Elijah did? Hey, why don't you go up, Baldy? Go on up, bald head. Go up there, Baldy.
Because you mock the Lord and his prophets, many of you shall this day be cursed even unto death.
So we're going to be cursed, are we? How are we going to be cursed?
Bears! Two bears! Run for your life, fellas!
Hey,
run,
gang, run!
Say, Uncle Dan, what's this story about, anyway?
Well, it's a Bible story, Aunt Sue. And you'll find it in the book of 2 Kings, chapters 2 and 4. I call it
The Woman of Shunem.
About halfway between Mount Carmel and the Jordan River, there is a small town called Shunem. Near this town lives a certain farmer and his wife.
Oh!
Tired, dear?
Oh, I'm completely done in.
Ooh. Too tired to eat supper?
Oh, just give me a little time to rest and I'll eat.
Well, here. Sit right here.
Yes.
Get much done today?
Oh, yes, I think so. We finished harvesting the west field.
No wonder you're tired.
Yeah, how about you? Did you get much done around the house?
Some. Mrs. Hazeye was here for several hours.
Oh, gossiping, I suppose.
Talking.
Yeah, talking. Not Mrs. Hazeye. She gossips. Who would she gossip about today, huh?
Oh, no one. No one at all.
Well, who'd she talk about then, huh?
She mentioned the prophet Elisha and Elijah.
Oh, what's the news?
Elijah is no more.
Elijah's what?
No more. He's gone. He vanished in the sky.
Vanished?
He was translated.
Huh. Mrs. Hazeye told you that?
It's the truth. Elisha saw the whole thing. A chariot of angels took Elijah up into heaven. And as Elijah left, he tossed Elisha his cloak, signifying that he, Elisha, was to be Israel's prophet.
Well, from what I hear, Elisha's a good man. He make a good prophet.
And a powerful one.
You know some more, huh? Oh, come on. Out with all that Hazeye told you.
Well, almost immediately after Elijah was translated, Elisha did two things, two miracles. First, in the sight of the students of the School of the Prophets in Jericho, he caused the waters of the Jordan River to divide so that he could cross on dry land.
Mm.
And then, just a little later, he made the water of the wells of Jericho sweet again.
Well, he's going to be a good and a powerful prophet, all right.
But he did one thing that I don't quite understand or approve of.
What was that?
It seems that Elisha was passing through Bethel when some boys came out and made fun of him.
Ah, a gang of boys, no doubt.
Well, anyway, that they made fun of his balding head and the translation of Elijah. They kept hollering at him, "Go up, thou bald head," they said.
Anyway, what happened?
Well, Elisha pronounced a curse on them, and almost immediately, two she-bears came out of the forest and devoured them. Now then, justify that if you can.
You say Elisha is taking Elijah's place as Israel's prophet?
Yes.
Well, those boys openly ridiculed a prophet of God. Now, had God allowed the mockery to pass unpunished, Elisha would have continued to be ridiculed and reviled by the rabble, and his mission to instruct and save in a time of grave national peril might have been defeated. However, this one instance of severity will probably be sufficient to command respect for the rest of his life. He'll have no more trouble.
But, well, kindness is supposed to be the motivation of God-fearing people, isn't it?
Yes, but even kindness has its limits. Firmness and authority are necessary in every walk of life. The home, community, church, country, courtesy, reverence, and respect are taught in this way and no other.
Well, there's surely little enough of respect around these days.
Are you convinced, really convinced, that Elisha is a good and true prophet, even though he did deal severely with the mockery of those boys?
I'll think it over. Actually, though, I think the entire thing came about because Elisha doesn't understand children. He's a bachelor, you know, and he has no children of his own.
Well, neither do you have children. You understand children, don't you?
Let's eat if you're rested enough.
Mother said to come quickly. Elisha's in town, ma'am.
Elisha?
Yes, ma'am. But he's leaving right away, so you'd better come quickly if you want to see him.
Oh, I would like to see him.
Come then, quickly.
Oh, dear people of Shunem, it is a joyous message that I bring. Soon now the Messiah will come and redeem Israel from the evil and sin of this world. So prepare ye your hearts. Get ready to meet him. Even so, come quickly, Lord. Amen.
Begging your pardon, sir.
Yes, madam.
My husband and I live a short way out in the country, and we... Well, I was wondering if you've had your lunch yet, Elisha, sir.
Well, no, madam.
Would you come and break bread with us? It isn't much we have to offer, but we're...
Well, I am rather hungry, and your kind offer comes at a most welcome time. I'd be very happy to accept your invitation. I do appreciate your hospitality. You're both very, very kind.
Well, whenever you're in this neighborhood, we'd be happy for you to stay with us.
Oh, yes, we would.
Well, thank you, I will. Well, farewell for now, and may God bless you.
Farewell, Elisha.
Farewell.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes, a good man.
A man of God. I'm convinced of it.
Well, greetings, Elisha. Glad to have you with us again.
I'm afraid I'll wear out my welcome.
Not at all. You come as often as you're in the neighborhood.
You're good friends, and I appreciate your hospitality these many, many times. But again, farewell. May God continue to bless you.
Goodbye, Elisha.
Farewell, Elisha. Yes, he's a good man.
And I'm more sure than ever that he's a holy man of God. And you're a good husband, and I love you. Do you love me?
Of course, but... What is it this time? When you talk like that, I always know that you have something special to ask. Well, ask it.
Let's build a special room for him.
For Elisha? A room?
We can put a bed in it and a stand and a chair and some candles, and then Elisha will have a place of his own to retire when he comes this way.
Yes, you're a wonderful woman, and I do love you.
Oh, you will build Elisha a room of his own.
I'll start right away. That's the last nail. It's finished.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm sure Elisha will love it.
You built this for me?
Consider it yours, Elisha. It is yours to use, to come and go as you wish.
Oh, I'll probably use it often. Oh, I'll be thankful for such a quiet retreat.
Come, dear, we'd better leave now so Elisha can get some rest.
Yes, we'd better. If you want anything, sir, just send your servant and let us know. Come, dear.
Oh, what a wonderful couple. So kind, so considerate.
That they are, Master.
I'd like to do something to show them my appreciation, Gehazi.
Oh, that doesn't seem necessary, Master. You're a prophet, doing the business of God, serving the people. And people, in turn, are glad to do things for you.
Yes, but I... Gehazi, I want you to go to her and ask her what there is that I can do for her. Whatever she wants.
Why, yes, Master.
Say unto her, behold, you have done so many wonderful things for my master. All this trouble you've gone to care for him,
Now, tell me, what can he do for you? Ask her, Gehazi, if she wants me to speak a word in her behalf to the king or to the captain of the host. Now, hurry back with her reply.
Yes, master.
Yes, Gehazi?
Master, she said that she needed no word to the king or captain, but she is very happy and contented with her own people.
Well, what then can I do for her?
Master, if I may suggest something.
Yes, Gehazi?
They have no children. And, master, I've heard them talk of how much they would like to have one.
They want a child?
So I understand, but they've given up hope.
Madam, I understand that you and your husband would like to have a child.
Yes, Elisha, sir, but, well, it's impossible.
In a year, God will give you a son.
We will have a son?
You will have a son.
A son? Oh, it's just... Elisha, sir, we want a son so badly. Please, please don't lie to me. Our son, baby.
And when the child was grown, it came about that he asked his mother,
Mother, where's Father?
Out in the field with the reapers, dear.
May I go out there, too?
You won't get in the way?
No, Mother.
All right, son, but do be careful.
Hi, Father.
Well, what are you doing here, son? You're supposed to be at the house.
Mother said I could come.
All right, you just keep out of the way.
I will, Father.
Stack those sheaves over there with the others.
Father, Father.
No, you must keep out of the way, son, else you'll have to go to the house.
But my head hurts, Father.
Your head? What's the matter, son?
It hurts awful.
Well, perhaps you better go to the house and let your mother take care of you.
But my head hurts. I can't walk.
Eliab, come here. I'm going to have Eliab carry you to the house.
Yes, sir.
Take my son to his mother. He has a headache.
Yes, sir. Here you are, mistress.
What's the matter with you, my son? Do you know what's the matter, Eliab?
Master said he has a headache and to bring him to you, mistress. That's all I know.
Why, he's breathing like... Well, he sounds like he's in terrible pain.
Yes, ma'am.
Son, what's the matter? I don't know what to do for him.
Maybe the master will know. Should I run and ask him, mistress?
No, Eliab. You stay here in case I need you. I'll hold him on my lap. He'll get better soon, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am.
He's a little better, I think. Eliab, it's noon. Perhaps you'd better start the fire so I can get some lunch.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my baby, oh. Son. He's dead. My son.
Overcome with grief and sorrow, the mother took the lifeless form of her little son to the room where Elijah slept whenever he visited their home.
I'll leave him here in the room of the man of God. Eliab.
Coming, mistress. Yes, mistress.
Eliab, I'm going to the field to find my husband.
Yes, mistress.
Thank you.
Well, well, my dear, what brings you to the harvest field this busy time of day?
I'm going to Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel? What for?
I want to see the man of God.
Elisha.
Would you let me have one of the servants and a donkey that I might go to the man of God quickly?
Oh, but dear, there's no time to be running off, what with the harvest and all. And, too, why today? This isn't the time of a new moon or a Sabbath.
Just let me go and all will be well. Please.
All right. I guess I can spare a man and a donkey. When?
Immediately.
Right now?
I'm going as soon as the donkey can be saddled. I want to get back yet today.
All right. I'll send young Eliab with you.
You understand, do you, Eliab?
Yes, mistress.
Drive as fast as you can, and don't slacken or stop, not even if I get tired, unless I tell you to.
Yes, mistress. Get up. Get up. A rider approaches, mistress.
Can you tell who it is, Eliab?
No, mistress. Perhaps we'd better stop. He may be an enemy.
There are no enemies here. This is Mount Carmel.
Yes, mistress. The rider, mistress, is an elderly man. Probably a servant from the way he's dressed. He's waving at us.
Why, that's Elisha's servant, Gehazi.
So it is, mistress.
You may stop, Eliab.
Whoa.
Greetings, great lady of Shunem.
Greetings, Gehazi.
The master saw you coming and sent me to welcome you, madam. He inquires after your health and the health of your husband and son.
All is well, Gehazi. Just show me to your master, please.
Well, yes, madam. Get up here. Come on, boy. Get up.
Follow him, Eliab.
Yes, mistress. Get up there. Get up.
When the lady of Shunem came to Elisha, she alighted from her donkey and bowed herself before him.
Elisha! Elisha!
What does this mean?
The woman's obviously out of her mind, master. I'll take her away, sir.
No, Gehazi. Let her alone. For her soul is vexed about something. Even to the point of bitterness. But I wonder why the Lord has kept this thing from me. Well, what is it, woman? What troubles you?
Did I ever ask you to entreat the Lord for me that I might have a son?
No, of course not.
And did I not ask you not to deceive me? Well, you did.
What?
And now I have no son.
Your son is ill?
He's dead.
Gehazi.
Yes, master.
Take my staff with you and go to Shunem. And if you meet any man along the way, do not stop to speak with him unless he first speaks to you, and then only greet him and continue on your way. When you get to Shunem, go unto the boy and lay my staff upon his face.
Yes, master.
Now hurry.
Yes, master.
Now, madam, be of good cheer. Your son will soon be well again. And give warm greetings to your husband when you return home.
As my soul liveth, I will not leave you or return to Shunem unless you go with me.
Well, very, very well. I will go. We'll be there in less than an hour.
Mistress, a traveler on horseback comes this way.
So I see.
Oh, it's Gehazi returning from Shunem.
Has he been there and back already?
Apparently.
Master, I went to the boy as you instructed. I placed your staff upon the boy's face, but nothing happened. He did not awaken.
Oh, my son.
Turn around, Gehazi. We will go to Shunem.
He's in there, Elisha, sir, but there's no use to try to waken him. He's dead.
If you don't mind, madam, I'll go in alone. He's a beautiful child. O God of heaven, God of the universe, God of love, I approach thy throne of grace with sorrow in my heart and grief in my being. For this, thy child of a miracle, is dead. O God, if it be thy will, restore him again to his grieving parents. They love him. In their old age, they desire nothing except to bring up this child to follow after thy ways and ever to be a servant of thine.
And behold, Elisha finished his prayer and went and lay upon the child and put his mouth upon his mouth and his eyes upon his eyes and his hands upon his hands. And he stretched himself upon the child and he breathed into his mouth and the flesh of the child waxed warm.
He's getting warmer, but he's not breathing.
And when the child did not regain his life, Elisha walked to and fro in the house.
I don't understand it. Before your child was born, the Lord God revealed unto me that you would have a son and heir. Now he's passed away, and I'm certain that it is not God's will. Yet, I'm unable to bring him back to life.
Perhaps you're not persevering enough.
Actually, it's a question of faith. I know that I have... Well, how is your faith? Do you believe that God can bring your son back to life?
I know he can. God can do anything that he wills to do.
Then I'm going back to the child. Surely God will honor your faith.
And once again, Elisha stretched himself upon the boy and breathed into his mouth. Once again, the flesh of the child began to wax warm. The boy sneezed 7 times.
Hello, son.
Hello, Uncle Elisha.
How are you feeling?
All right, I guess.
Good.
I didn't know you were here, Uncle Elisha.
Well, I just arrived here a short time ago.
Where's Mother? She was holding me. What am I doing in your room?
Well, you were very ill, but you're all right now. Gehazi! I came all the way from Mount Carmel to be with you.
I'm glad you did, Uncle Elisha.
You called, Master?
Yes, Gehazi. I want you to call the boy's mother and ask her to come here.
The boy's alive?
Uncle Elisha awakened me.
Yes. I'll get your mother.
Why did he look at me like that, Uncle Elisha?
Well, like what, son?
He acted like he was afraid of me. Why?
Well, son, I guess you're the first resurrected person he's ever seen.
Resurrected? What's that?
Well, your spirit, the breath of life, had gone back to God, the one who gave it. And you... you were dead.
I was? Why?
Well, because for some reason we don't understand, the Lord permitted it to be.
Who made me come back to life again?
God did, son. All good things come from God.
My son!
Here is thy son, madam. Take him and bring him up according to the will of God.
And the woman of Shunem fell at the feet of Elisha and bowed herself to the ground before him. Then she took up her son and went out, rejoicing in the marvelous ways of the God of heaven.